And we're back with another episode of 10 Minute Cinema. It's been a while, buddy. How you been?
I'm doing well.
Doing well?
Yeah.
So I do want to apologize to you the listeners. Should. We had a lot going on. We had a wedding.
We didn't.
You were part of it, sir.
Right, but we didn't get married.
No, we didn't get married.
That's kind of what you were implying.
I was not. My daughter got married.
Okay.
You were the minister.
No.
The ordained minister.
Almost.
Whatever. You were the person that married them.
Yes.
And then from that, we actually got the flu. I did, at least.
Yeah, you keep saying we. I'm not involved in any.
My house did.
Yes.
As well as most of the wedding party. So that sucked. Between that and then WrestleMania weekend, it's been like 6 weeks.
Wow.
Since we last recorded. That's, you think, crazy. So? I missed it. Did you miss it?
No.
You didn't miss this?
Nope.
This is the end right here.
It could be. It's the beginning of the end.
No way. You missed it. So, what did you watch lately?
Quite a bit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can you maybe single it down to one or two?
Yes, I can.
Let's do that.
All right. So, not the most recent. The most recent theatrical watch that I've seen was a retro throwback to 1990, I believe.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
It's a little film called Darkman. Are you familiar with that one?
I am.
As a Sam Raimi fan, it was quite a treat to see that theatrically.
I'm sure. So you got to actually see that one in theaters. Mm-hmm. Had you seen it before in theaters?
I had not.
I didn't think so. That was kind of a, well, it's rated R, and I don't think you were the kind of kid that got to see all the rated R films.
No, I mean, I did on VHS, obviously, but not theatrical.
Not theatrical.
Right, yeah.
I could swing that sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just sometimes. It depended on the film and if my mom wanted to see it or not.
Gotcha. Yeah,
but, yeah. So, how was it?
Holds up real well, man. It's a lot of fun. That's
it's
a really
a great
good
story.
One. Oh, yeah. Some good acting, too. Liam Neeson, his first starring role, I think.
Not only his first starring role, like, this is kind of the basis of his action star later years.
Probably, yeah.
There's some action there, so. This was actually
fun villain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't remember who was the villain.
I can't remember the actor now. It's Larry something or other, but Durant is the character name.
Okay. I watched this movie a lot when I was a kid. I was a fan. It's been a long time since I've seen it, though. So that might be a good rewatch for me eventually.
I think so. When you do finally get the reveal of what he is like without the mask on, it's pretty cool.
It is cool. And that's great special effects, too. I mean, practical effects all the way.
Oh, yeah.
No CGI. Now, if they made a remake of it, you know. It
just, I mean, there's a little bit, because they do, like, the 3D representation of the mask before he prints them out.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of like an intro to, like, 3D printing, almost.
There you go. It's a pioneer.
Maybe. What about you? You been productive, probably.
Yeah, I've seen quite a few movies, actually, but I'm going to go with the one I saw today, because it's...
We're going to talk about that later, though.
I saw another movie today. That was actually the second movie I watched today.
Oh, look at you.
The first movie I watched today was Saw 10.
Okay.
The 10th installment of the movie franchise Saw. Have you seen this?
I have not.
Oh, dude. It is a treat.
Does that count Book of Spiral as a film?
Yeah, that is the 9th film in is the it? Franchise, oh, yes. Okay. This one does have John Kramer. It's actually
the OG.
Pretty fucked up story, too. Kind of predictable, but it's a fun watch. But I will say this has to be one of the most gory Saws out there. This one was
really
just brutal.
Dude, they've gone places before.
They've gone well and beyond with this one, in my opinion. This was just like, it was nuts.
Whoa.
And okay. Like, just, there's a lot of good twists in here. I enjoyed myself quite a bit. This all was right. A solid entry, and I can't wait for whenever they make Saw 11, which I think they're already working on, so.
Interesting, okay.
This one was very popular, and I can see why now.
Okay.
So, do you want to go ahead and move on to our feature for today? You better get ready.
Oh.
They're clamoring for this.
Are they?
All right. So, our film today was Thank You for Smoking. This was a fan request by, what's his name? Matt?
Yeah.
Ah, look at me go.
Man.
So, sorry, Matt, that it took us a while, but here we are. My first scene was actually just the intro to the movie, where he's on the TV program and he basically turns the whole crowd against the anti-smoker. This was great. I mean, you saw right away his charisma with a crowd, the ability to just turn anything that's against him for him.
Mm-hmm.
And this was just a really fun way to see that.
Yeah. Good use of setting the tone for the full movie, too.
Yeah,
like going in, I didn't really know exactly what it was going to be, but this lets you know pretty early it's going to be like a satire. So
yeah, I didn't expect it to be a satire. I thought it was going to be a lot. Well, I mean, it is serious, don't get me wrong. But
true.
I felt like it was going to be a hammer to the point kind of movie. Like,
yeah,
this is our side of the story and that's what we're sticking with kind of thing. So this was fun. I enjoyed the dark humor of it, especially.
First one for me was shortly after that. It's whenever we get first introduced to the Merchants of Death. I thought it was really cool that the alcohol, tobacco, and firearms each has their own lobbyists, and they all kind of meet up and
talk about ways yeah. to get past public
opinion. Try to help each other out, yeah, and give each other ideas and just kind of shoot the shit and stuff. Like, I thought it was really cool. And then after the fact, they actually had several scenes together, and they brought back them for the very end even, so it was kind of cool that they lasted through all that. I just thought it was going to be like a one-off scene. So that's what happened when I wrote it down, but worked out pretty good.
I agree. I really did think that this was kind of just going to be like a, here's some characters and, you know, here's how relatable they are to each other. You know, they go through this really tough job of, you know, lobbying for the bad people, and then they come together and talk about it together. Like, it's like their group therapy, kind of.
Yeah.
But they did this really well. I really enjoyed all their scenes together.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny to listen to them fight over death numbers and just horrible shit.
Oh, yeah.
My next scene is whenever the son convinces his mom to go on the trip.
That was pretty good. I almost had that.
The whole, like, way that he's basically grooming his son to be, you know, him. It's really fun. I mean, it's they really embrace that. It's a good humor aspect of the movie, and I just really enjoyed it.
Next up for me was the Hollywood meeting with Rob Lowe's character when they're just they realize that they need to have cigarettes in Hollywood movies again because sex sells, you know. It's going to be a great way to advertise. So he signs on to this space station movie with Brad Pitt and Catherine Zeta-Jones fucking in space. And I love the line. I'm like, yeah, wouldn't that blow up the space station? Well, yeah, we just throw in a line. Thank God they invented the, you know, whatever. Because that's so, like, you could see Hollywood doing that for sure. Oh, we're stuck here. Let's just say they invented something that solves our problem.
Right.
Yeah. And Rob Lowe's just always great. Like, he nailed that character so well.
He crushes every role he's in. He really does. He just brings the next level to every character that he goes into. We're just recently rewatching Parks, and he just crushes every scene he's in. He's great.
Yeah, they did a lot of good build up to it. I was like, oh, anticipating, like, oh, who's it going to be? Who's it going to be? And then Rob Lowe steps out. I'm like, all right, yeah, I'm in.
As soon as you see him, they're like, it couldn't have been anyone else. Like, this is absolutely Rob Lowe.
Yeah.
My next scene is actually probably one of my favorite scenes in the film. It's whenever he goes and meets Sam Elliott's character.
That's my next one, too.
Yeah. I mean, this is just great. He basically dumps a suitcase of money on for him. He's like, you can't keep any of this money. You gotta donate this to, you know, help fight tobacco and help, you know, the cause.
Mm-hmm.
Or you
set up a charity fund.
Right.
In your name.
Charity. Help people out. Nothing for your family. Just, you know, for the cause. Because you're going to denounce us.
Oh, that's, yeah,
the way to do it.
Right. This is blood money otherwise. He wouldn't take that.
Yeah. He's like, I could take half of it. He's like, no. That would ruin the message right there. Sure enough, he takes the money. Because who wouldn't?
Honestly, yeah.
That was a lot of money just on your floor.
Yeah. In cash. Taxes paid for. You don't have to worry about any of it.
You're dying already.
Yeah.
You're leaving your family with nothing if you do this battle. Or you could just take the money and enjoy life while you still have it and know that they're set for life.
Yeah. And it's great, too, because, like, Sam Elliott knew that he's a bullshitter, you know, so he's, like, trying to call him out and, like, telling him he's not going to fall for it.
Yeah, and there's then, no way.
And then, like, against all odds, he still convinces him otherwise. And it's like, that's when he becomes really the hero of the movie. Like, he kind of was already. You're kind of rooting for him. But
right.
At that point, it's just like, okay, yeah.
He just, like, any obstacle that they drew at him, he was like, and here's how I'll do it better.
Yeah.
And this is just one of those great moments in the film where you're like, yep, this character knows what he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so my next one is right after he gets kidnapped.
Okay.
And he finds out that the patches would have killed him, except for the fact that he smoked, and smoking saved his life.
Because he had built up enough of a resistance that that amount wouldn't have killed him.
The way that they spun that, and that was now his attack on anti-tobacco companies.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant. I mean, just, I love to see him so much.
Oh, yeah.
Smoking saves lives. So good.
My next one is shortly after that. After the article comes out, and his life kind of spirals down, and his son Joey, like, sits at that table and convinces him that he's just, you know, he needs to get out there and get back after it, and he can't give up. And it was just cool, like, seeing his own spin on what his dad's been trying to teach him, you know?
Right.
And, like, yeah, it was really good. You can't bullshit a bullshitter. And so, you know, he knew that he was coming at him true. And so, like, okay, cool. He had that fight left, you know.
That was a really great scene.
I thought it was really touching.
The kid that played the son was excellent in this movie.
Yeah, honestly.
Every scene he was in, he stood out in that scene. So, kudos to him.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's doing nowadays, but he was great in this and a couple other films back then. My final scene is actually when he holds the press conference. It's right after your scene, actually, when he holds the press conference and calls out Katie Holmes, and he's like, I'm not even going to say her name because she's the one that wrote the article. Who else could have been?
Yeah. And he specifically is like the brunette from the Washington Post, that the seductress. Yeah.
This was such a great way to just win the spotlight back on himself and, like, just come out ahead again. I just love this whole thing, the spin and everything. Just such great humor here throughout the movie.
My final one was the testimony. Just seeing him going up against William H. Macy's character, the senator from Vermont. Just their little verbal back and forth, you know, Frontier?
Yeah.
And
Finesnier.
Finesnier, okay. He's pretty confident that he has Nick in the palm of his hand, you know.
Oh, yeah, the whole
he
movie
thinks he's got the upper
like
hand, yeah. And, yeah, as soon as he gets there, just seeing his confidence just slip out of his grip. It's just great. Whenever he throws it back on him, oh, okay, well, if you think cigarettes are dangerous, I mean, let's just label everything dangerous that's dangerous. And Detroit vehicles and Boeing jets and cheddar cheese from Vermont.
The great state of Vermont will not apologize for its cheese. That's the best line in the movie, I feel like.
It was perfect. And kind of against type. Like, usually William H. Macy's more of the...
He's usually the swindler.
Yeah, or the, like, subdued, like, coward, you know.
Right.
To see him come out and be the bully here. Kind
he's
of
also excellent in everything. He's
oh,
in.
Yeah,
he's
for
so
sure.
Good. And Aaron Eckhart did awesome in this, too.
Honestly, yeah. Much better than I expected.
Yeah.
I think it's probably one of his better performances I've seen.
For sure. This is actually the role that got him to Dark Knight.
You think so?
It's in the trivia.
Oh, okay.
Can confirm.
All right. Well, that is our 10 minutes.
Well, there we go. We
so,
made it.
Speaking of trivia, well, I guess we should review first, right?
Yeah. That's how this goes. You got to do that review. See, this is what happens when you get out of practice.
Yeah, man.
You run out of organization here.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess usually you go first, so I'll go ahead and go first since we both haven't seen this. So this was definitely, I had low hopes for this movie, I'll be honest.
Really?
Just, I'm not really big into, like, political type films.
Mm.
You know, I just don't like propaganda, and I thought this was going to be more of a propaganda type film. I thought it was going to definitely paint cigarettes in a good light. I didn't know that it was going to be kind of an anti-smoking movie, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just don't like that kind of film, usually. I was definitely happy with the result. I mean, to get dark humor, that speaks more to my language, so this was a lot of fun. Surprised me. I enjoyed myself quite a bit. The cast is great here.
Yeah.
I think what more viewings that could go higher up, but I mean, just first viewing, I'm going to go ahead and give it 3 stars.
Okay.
I don't want to go too high because, you know, it's fresh, but I did enjoy it a lot. Okay. I thought this was going to be one of the, like, tougher films to review, but I teetered back and forth between 3 and 3.5 stars, so I'm very close. If I could do quarters, I'd probably do 3.25.
Well, we don't do quarters here,
we don't do quarters here, so I'm not allowed to do that. So, yeah, I'm going to go with 3 for now. Let this marinate there for a while, see what happens. And you, sir?
Well, I was not quite as hesitant as you, but was still slightly off-putting towards this. Like, you know, I was like, okay. I remember it coming out when I was working at Showplace. It didn't last too long, and I never really heard much about it. So I was just kind of like, okay, well, whatever. You know, that was just something that happened. But then, yeah, Matt was saying it was really good. He was a big fan and wanted me to check it out, and wanted us to check it out, see what we thought of it. So I was like, okay, I'll give it a fair shake. And it did surprise me also. I also, like I said, I didn't really know. I thought it was just going to be like super serious and just people doing the spin thing like for real. But the satire really grabbed me. Like, that's a perfect way to do something like this. It really the only way for me to be interested in something like this.
Exactly.
As you mentioned, yeah, just some good, some dark humor that always plays well for us. And it worked good as a group movie. If I had watched this by myself, I don't think I would have liked it as much as I'm about to.
I definitely agree with that.
We both got some pretty good laughs out of this, though. That's always a good sign for any comedy.
Laughter is infectious.
Yeah. And I'm glad you said about the waiver, because I was also wavering, but I think I'm going to fall on the other side. I'm going 3.5.
There you go.
It was good. It was a lot of fun.
Very enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. And like short. We didn't have to sit through a lot of stuff, you know.
Yeah, that is a short movie. It's only 90 minutes. 91 mm-hmm. minutes, maybe. So. Yeah,
and that's with credits, so.
Yeah, so, I mean, it does fly by.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's go into some trivia here. There's actually quite a bit of good trivia here.
Oh, all right.
I was impressed. As part of the message the movie promotes, no one is shown smoking a cigarette throughout the entire movie.
Holy shit.
In fact, except for the black and white film that Nick Naylor watches, no one is seen even holding a cigarette. Naylor holds an empty packet, the captain holds an unlit cigar, and at about the 18:35 mark, as the camera is panning around the club, a man on the right can be seen putting a pipe in his mouth, although it's not clear whether it is lit or not.
Wow. I did not pick up on that at all.
I did not either.
That's great.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Writer and director Jason Reitman wrote individual letters to each of the stars in the film, telling them why they would be right for the part. Each one of his choices accepted their parts, and most thanked Reitman for his great letter. William H. Macy came up with the line, "The great state of Vermont will not apologize for its cheese." His original line was, "Why, you son of a bitch."
Oh, that's way better.
Yeah, way better. Sam Elliott wanted his character to refuse to take the money. Jason Reitman spent 3 hours persuading him to do the part as scripted. Elon Musk is the man who closes the car door as Nick Naylor gets out to board a private plane. Musk owned the plane and was also the executive producer on the film.
Really?
Yep. Huh. John Wayne's estate normally refuses to license images of Wayne smoking due to his death from gastric cancer. Jason Reitman sent a copy of the script to Wayne's son Patrick with a letter explaining that the film was a satire that did not glamorize smoking. Upon reading the script, Wayne agreed to allow the clip of his father to be used. And an alternate ending was filmed in which Joey starts to light a cigarette during Naylor's press conference, and Nick swats the cigarette out of his mouth, embarrassing himself in front of cameras and disgracing his career as a tobacco lobbyist. Director Jason Reitman preferred the ending in which Nick accepts personal responsibility for his choices. Similarly, a scene was cut of Nick attempting to smoke a cigarette against his doctor's orders, and consequently passing out from Intolerance.
Yeah, I'm glad both those are cut.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's the better ending. Although I did think while we were watching that press conference that that's what was actually going to happen. I really got the feeling that Joey was going to pick up a cigarette and light it either during the press conference or outside right after, and that his dad would do something to look bad. But that was just a personal thought. Hey, this is where the movie could go. They did not actually do it.
Maybe if he was a little older. He just seems way too young.
I think that's the point, though. It's a shocking twist. Oh, his son that's just 12 just smoked his first cigarette in front of the Congress. Like, how insane is that? But, you know, they didn't go that route, so.
Yeah.
I'm glad they didn't either. I think, it had a better ending.
So I don't know if you saw through your trivia, or maybe you just know, is this his first feature?
Who?
Reitman.
I did not see. I can look it up real quick.
Yeah, if you don't mind. I think it might be. Because Juno wouldn't have been until 08. Up in the Air was after I left Showplace. So this might be his debut. Which is even crazier that he got all those stars to sign on as a first-time filmmaker.
That is correct, sir. It is his first feature-length film.
Nice.
He had a couple of shorts, but nothing feature until this movie.
Wow.
And then he goes to Juno. And up in there, so good call. But that's the end of my trivia.
Alright.
Thank you for adding to it this week.
Well, thank you for smoking.
Oh, I didn't. I don't.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to go ahead and tell our fans what's next?
Do I want to?
Yeah, you go ahead.
I kind of do want to.
Let's do it.
Alright. So it is your lovely wife's pick next.
It is.
And Christina has chosen for us a bit of a double feature.
Oh, which, double feature.
Yeah. At first I was hesitant, but I've kind of grown used to the idea. Since it's been so long, I think it'll be kind of nice to throw some extra content out there, a little bonus for everybody.
Okay.
So we're going to be viewing Roadhouse, both of them.
Oh, okay. We're going to do the original and the remake.
Yeah.
Nice.
I think so. I think it'll be fun.
I've never seen the original, so this is...
But you have seen the remake?
I have not. No, I don't. The only thing I know is Roadhouse.
That is the name, yes.
Yep.
Okay.
And Patrick Swayze. That's it.
Well, I think you're in for a treat.
I think so. I've been told for years I need to see this movie. That's just like the ultimate guy film. So, we'll see.
All right.
Well, until then, you can catch us on X, formerly known as Twitter. You can catch me at USAKid6977.
Okay.
You can catch Varble at BigGuyACV.
Hey, that's me.
And you can catch the podcast at 10 Men Sin. Do you have anything else to add today, Varble?
No.
Well, in that case, that's a wrap.